The United States is fast becoming a nation of aquaphiles. Bottled water is now the second largest beverage category in this country, just behind carbonated soft drinks. Although the trend seems likely to continue, Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolfe sees signs it may be slowing to a trickle.
We have heard from the mothership. A few weeks ago, Chez Panisse stopped selling bottled water. This is big. Chez Panisse is a serious trendsetter. 36 years ago, the Berkeley, California restaurant started serving local, organic, fresh, seasonal, sustainable food. Effect? Look around you. Now, Chez Panisse follows a handful of other restaurants in giving up the bottle. They, and others, have qualms about how much energy it takes to get water from Italy to California dinner tables. Other concerned citizens are upset about the huge number of water bottles not being recycled. And a political argument is beginning to bubble up. If public water is being bottled and sold, does that mean the water supply is being privatized? Public Citizen and the Sierra Club are just two of the groups asking that question. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's way too early to tell if the anti-bottled water crusade will remain a trickle or become a flood. And there are still water bars, water sommeliers, and water menus. These are places where you learn what water goes best with what food. And there is certainly no sign of retreat in the marketplace. Americans drank 8 billion gallons of water last year. That's 28 gallons a person, for which they paid nearly $11 billion. Predictions are for a continued upward trend. And the choices and packaging keep threatening to overflow. There's flavored water, vitamin water, fitness water, fruit water, calcium water, electrolyte water, water for kids. My 25-year-old son drinks water called Fred. The bottle is shaped like a flask. Fred has a profile on MySpace and publishes a trend zine. For the Hollywood set, there's Bling H2O, which calls itself a couture water. It comes in a corked bottle of frosted glass encrusted with Swarovski crystals. It costs about $35 a bottle and has been tested by actors. So is the tide turning? Will we see a water war? For now, the public demand shows no sign of drying up.
Bonnie Wolfe is the author of Talking With My Mouthful and contributing editor for Kitchen Window, NPR's online food column. Recipes for her potato chip cookies can be found at npr.org.